Welcome to Pixelated Radio, playing the best of yesterday and today. I'm your host, Henderson Mann. And with us this week is Mark.
Hello.
And Rich.
Yummy.
Rich, you better sandwich
mute
eater.
Your microphone when you're chewing.
I'll do my best.
So, Corey cannot be with us this week, but Rich is back. Hell, it's been so long since everybody's been together, I don't remember who's been back and who's what near last time. So
I've been on every show for a very long time.
Yes, you have. And I was pretty sure you said you weren't going to be on this one, so I was confused when you...
I changed my mind. I mean, it was very in the moment because I was feeling with a other personal shit and just I was very down. Because that was like right after, you know, I found out that something wasn't going to be able to happen. And I was just like, I don't want to do anything right now. that was just the worst. It was the worst thing. I am not somebody who gets easily excited. And I don't get excited about things. But I let myself get excited. And I knew I shouldn't have. And then, of course, I was shown why I shouldn't have. So, I mean, I'm still like... depressed about it. It's a stupid thing. Whatever. Though.
I swear to God, I'm gonna take up a collection just to buy you one of these motherfuckers.
No, I would not. I would not.
You'll never know. I'll say I found it at a fucking Kmart.
Will. That's a of all the places to lie about at a Kmart.
Well, who
Kmart
the hell
never
would be buying it
them.
From a Kmart? So
why would Nintendo stock anything at Kmart? Nobody stocks anything at Kmart. Kmart is dead.
Actually, Kmart took out their video games totally. So
I know. So wow. It's like. Yes.
I know it's scary that happened or you know that happened.
Well, I mean, I heard it on the TV. Mom still shops at Kmart. She fucking loves Kmart. I don't know why she loves Kmart. Every time I go into Kmart, it looks like they're at the point where they're going to go out of business in 2 to 3 weeks. And it's looked like that for the last 10 years, at least.
I mean, both Kmart and Sears need to go out of business. Because I don't know who Sears bought Kmart, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They both should go out of business.
I don't know what it is about Kmart. Every time you go into it, I swear it looks like it's just, I don't know. It looks like it's a going out of business sale and it's still been there. I don't know.
I don't know how wide this chain was, but if it was by you, do you all remember Venture?
Yeah, I remember Venture.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's where like all the Kmarts went. So now it's about time they go out of business like Venture.
We're finally getting a damn Meijer store here.
Meijer is nice.
Yeah. I've went to a Meijer's in Michigan and I was like, man, this is a pretty cool store. And then like we didn't have those back home and it's like that was like God, I was in high school, so 20 years ago plus. And now we're finally getting
Meijer's.
They're
very good for groceries.
That's gotta be a Midwest thing, because never heard of that.
Really?
So, mm-hmm.
I figured
it's not a huge change.
It's
I
not a
believe.
Huge change, no. But they were all over the fucking Michigan, and I'm sure they're all over Chicago.
No, there aren't that many.
Really?
I think they're probably like less than 5 in the entire state.
Oh, ew. Well, maybe they're on their expansion. So, And I will apologize, guys, in the background if you hear hammering. Or dogs barking, I surely apologize terribly.
Well, why don't you apologize every
hammering
show,
and dogs barking.
Well, normally Halo's pretty quiet, but right now my uncle's outside, and he decided now was the perfect time to put up a ceiling fan without telling anybody in my mom's front porch. So
he's doing it for free, right?
Yeah, he's doing it for free.
Yeah, well, there you go.
So, and I'm just like, yeah, I'm like, this is not, I'm like, I'm getting ready to record a podcast, and now Halo's barking. And it's terrible. So, but it's time to move on to things that we have been playing. And we have been playing some Doom. Rich, you did get Doom, correct?
Yes, I did.
You want some news beforehand about Nintendo. They apparently are doing the whole copyright claims for Minecraft videos that have Nintendo characters in them.
Of course. Of course, because Nintendo doesn't understand internet, and they don't understand how YouTube videos make them popular.
They don't understand anything anymore.
I honestly look in 5 years for Nintendo to be gone as a console maker.
I do not see a world where the NX is successful.
I do not either. They have proven time and time again they don't know how to make a console anymore.
The only way the NX is successful is if it is some kind of console that no one expects it to be. Like, it's something different than anything that's ever come before, and it hits a nerve like the Wii did, and just, like, there's, like, some stupid gimmick or something that just hits a nerve with the masses, which I don't see what that would be, but if they somehow pull that out of their ass again, then that's the only way, but I definitely don't see that happening.
I think with the new management of Nintendo since Iwata died, I honestly think we'll see a shift to where they'll just become a publisher. I think that's where they realize the money's at. And I honestly don't think if they weren't that far along with what the NX is, they would have just scrapped it. But
yeah, I mean, I think the whole mobile push is pretty telling on the fortunes of the company. Mm-hmm. The fact that they're going that route is, that kind of says a lot about their console business.
And that's great for all of us if it goes that way, because Nintendo makes fantastic games. And I would much rather play a Nintendo game on a Xbox than ever play it on the Wii U.
I'd have to agree.
So,
I still think they're, like, to me, the NX is just stupid, whatever it is, most likely. But I still think there is room in the marketplace for, and I think it shows that it's really only room for one, but I still think there's room for a dedicated handheld device.
Oh, I see that too. I really think Nintendo might still stick with their handhelds.
Like, I think they could still be successful with just making, you know, whatever the next DS, Game Boy, or whatever it is. Like, if that's what the NX was like, the NX is just a super-powered thing, and we're just going to call it the Game Boy or something.
Mm-hmm. That'd be awesome.
I'd be down for that. I wouldn't be down for that because Nintendo can go suck my dick.
I think they need to move on to something besides the DS formula. I don't think we need dual screens anymore.
Mm-mm.
They don't really use them for much of anything. And I think it's time to just make one larger screen. But God, please don't go the route of no buttons. I need
imagine that the NX is just it's a, you know how everything's free to play games now. It's a free-to-play system where you get the system for free.
And you got
to
buy Amiibo.
And then you have to... Then it's just like, we have every single Nintendo game from past and, you know, future. Like, it will play everything, and you just pay $5 for each game or whatever. Every single game. NES.
That's never going to happen.
I know it won't.
They can't even charge $5 for the old NES games. They got to charge sometimes nope. $6 and... Do you guys remember when the Wii said they're going to start bringing those titles on there? And they're like, yeah, we'll probably put some of the old NES games up there for like $1, you know, 50 cents. And then it was like, well, these take a lot more work than we thought.
Yep, I remember that. That didn't last long, did it?
Nope, it didn't last at all. At $5, first it came out, you're like, what? Like, yeah, 50 cents for NES games. Everybody was like, yay, and it's like $5. What the fuck? So... But
that makes the PS2 games on PS4 look like a bargain.
Yep.
The thing
at least the PS2 games on PS4, they actually did something to them.
The thing that is annoying about that, though, and I think Sony should be less of... They should just stop being dicks about it and completely remove... Whenever they add a game to the PS2, and I guess they keep them around because they still work on PS3, but it is confusing when you see a PS2 classic of, say, Manhunt, and then there's the PSN game that only works on PS4 of Manhunt, because they're two different versions, but, like, on sale this week during this flash sale are just a bunch of PS2 classics, but not the new, you know, higher res with trophy support PS2 games. So you have to pay attention, because they don't really tell you unless you know that PS2 Classic means it's a just direct port. And then nothing, if it just says like PSN or PS4, then it's the new ones.
Yeah, I haven't paid much attention to what games are actually right now on PS2 for PS, or PS4, PS2 games that are on PS4. Jesus Christ.
It's like half Rockstar games and then some random other stuff.
I'm just kind of looking it up right now. Yeah, some of these are pretty cool. Like, I'm shocked to see Akage, Shadow King, on here. And Kinetica? That's that came out? I know everybody was, a lot of people.
I think
loved
that was
game.
The last one that came out.
Cool. And Ape Escape 2 and 3.
They don't release them that quickly.
Yeah, they don't. But that's good because they're not flooding the market with them. Yeah, there's some cool stuff. Wild Arms 3? Holy shit. I'm buying that today. I always wanted to play that one.
I'm guessing that's $15.
Yeah.
I will never pay $15 for any of these games.
Well, you know what? It may not be... I'll have to check. Well, no. It's an RPG.
The majority of them are $15.
Yeah. So, but anyway, we were going to talk about Doom.
God, he's freaking scared the shit out of me right there.
Keep you on your toes, man.
So, we've all played Doom. Now, mm-hmm. to get it out of the way, and I seen Mark talk about it on his show, and I didn't realize at the time. I was like, what the fuck is he talking about? He's like, the load times. I'm like, really? The load times are bad? And then I, like, died for the first time in the game. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yep, they're bad.
Yep.
I was like,
they're just, it's the
load
worst.
Load time and popping. It's just like, same.
And if you want to change your modes, oh, I want to play multiplayer now, or I want to go to Snap Map. Oh, load. Like, oh, my God. You know what? I really want to go to Snap Map, but I don't want to wait for this stupid loading thing.
Wild Arms 3 is right now on sale for $11.24.
We were done. Much. I thought that's we were done. I thought we were on Doom. Anything over $10 is too much, as far as I'm concerned.
Me too.
Yeah, I may wait for a sale on that. I'm not gonna play it anytime soon anyway.
To me, the sweet spot would be $6.99. If they were $6.99, I wouldn't even wait for sales for a lot of games.
Yes, you would, because we know you.
No, I mean, there are certain games that I would have paid $6.99 for without question.
So anyway, back to Doom. Yeah, I think the gameplay is fantastic, though.
Dude, I tell you, I was like concerned with it because all I played was the multiplayer beta. Still not a big fan of the multiplayer, but I will say, it still keeps the Doom vibe. I thought they were gonna just try to like do a Halo or.
Right.
Or that's a Call of Duty, something like that. And dude, they've kept the essence of what makes Doom Doom, and I really
and added Quake.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my God, does it move so fast.
It
like,
does.
I mean, for a game that's it just amazes me how fast your character moves, how responsive everything is. And the enemies too can move pretty fast.
It's almost PC like.
I mean, it's just I was blown away when I put it in, and I haven't put that many hours into it yet at this point. Mm-hmm. But wow, is it not just?
It's a fast first-person shooter that I have no doubts will still feel better with a mouse and keyboard, but it actually feels good with the controller. Mm-hmm. Like the Serious Sam games that they ported to consoles, those never mm-hmm. felt right with a controller. But this actually, they managed to make it feel really, really good.
So have you guys done any of the Snap Map stuff?
No, it's funny. I was going to mention the loading times when you brought up Snap Map because I was going to, but I just had little patience for loading times. I was like, I'll watch something on TV instead. I haven't done it yet.
The single player stuff is great, and what I've played of it, I've really enjoyed it, and it's fast and stuff. But mm-hmm. the fact that the Snap Map stuff, I didn't realize at the time that I bought this game, I haven't heard anything really talk about it, was that it covers single-player content, multiplayer content maps. So you're just like, that's pretty cool. And it's also got four-player co-op maps. And me and Corey loaded that shit up, and some of these maps that people made were so much fun to play together that it was ridiculous. I mean... They're not exactly super fancy, but they do feel like Doom. Yeah, they feel like you've got to get here, kill a room full of enemies, get the key card to get to another room. I mean, it's got all that stuff in it, and it was some of those maps were so much fun. And they even have different type of game styles in there. We played one that was like a tower defense game, which was fucking terrible. However,
it's terrible because it takes forever for actual tough enemies to start coming. It's just like, oh my God,
when
can
the Hell Knights
I just
got there.
Like,
we
like, can I just skip to wave 50 or whatever? Just get on with this crap.
Yeah, the Hell Knights just came in and they just walked through us. We couldn't kill them fast enough because we didn't have our damage built up.
And one of the more popular ones is like a survival one, which is nice because survival modes are fun, but it also has every weapon right off the bat, so you can just mess around with each weapon right from the start. You know, you don't have to wait through the single player and unlocking stuff if you just want to get a taste of them.
Yeah. They're fun, and they're doing the four-player co-op ones, I'm sure, would be a blast of four people. It's just the only bad thing is the multiplayer has a big downgrade in the graphics for the main game. So
I haven't tried the multiplayer yet.
Or I mean, I'm talking about the snap map stuff has a downgrade.
Yeah. It's just like a little bit more bland.
Yeah.
You know, the single player is so beautiful though. It's like, I can handle a downgrade.
And what gets me is I get the feeling of like a Metroid Prime from the game too. Even though it's more level based, I still get that feeling that I got from Metroid Prime. In a way, I don't know. Just
I'd have to play Metroid Prime again because I got none of that. When you said that, I started playing, I was like, "What the hell is he talking about?"
That's what I said too. What the hell is he talking about?
just the way the game moves and stuff. I don't know. I felt like I was playing I want to see another Metroid Prime so bad.
I would much rather have another 2D Metroid.
Oh, I wouldn't mind that at all either. I want
launch game for the NX.
Just Nintendo keeps forgetting that Metroid exists because it doesn't make them as much money.
No, they do, but they make a spin-off game instead for the 3DS.
Nintendo doesn't know anything.
I would play a fucking 3DS Metroid that was real.
You get to play as Joe Blow in Metroid Universe. That sounds really
Nintendo bad. Don't know what everyone else does.
So, anybody else have anything more to say about Doom?
Pleasantly surprised.
I think that's everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, I was so shocked when I started hearing everyone praising the game after it came out because there's all this hesitation because they didn't send out review copies. And then when it was actually out in the wild, it was just like, this is the most amazing thing ever. I'm like, Jesus, I need to check this out.
I mean, I don't think it's the most amazing thing ever. But when you go from not really caring so much to, oh, my God, this game is really good and I want to play more of it. But I had other stuff that I wanted to finish first because... you know, I've been playing some Uncharted 4, and I want to make sure I got that finished before the spoilers started coming out all over the fucking internet and ruining shit. Because people this day and age can't fucking allow 5 minutes for something to be out before they get to fucking spoil it.
No, so, well, we know Rich can't.
What are you talking about?
We talked about this last episode, you and Game of Thrones.
What?
You said like...
Oh, right, I did.
Yeah, you did on Twitter. I saw that. I'm like... I don't really care anymore, but I'm like, oh, well, if I did care, I would be kind of pissed off at you right now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, now I know what you guys are talking about. Now I got it.
But I mean, like, nobody cares anymore.
Dude, it was ambiguous enough.
Well, nobody cares anymore.
I just said a name. That doesn't mean anything. It's just a name.
It's just a name. Listen to him. He's already got that wine in his mouth. It's just a name, guys. It's just a name.
It's just a name.
You sound like Big Steven now. Well, I thought everybody knew that.
Wow. No, hey, Big Steven, I take this as a compliment.
You're going to be bringing back Quake, apparently, doing the same treatment.
I was never a fan of Quake.
Well, and you'll be a fan of Quake now because Quake will feel more like Doom since Doom feels more like Quake.
Well, dude, I'm telling
you're
going to
slow it down. You're not going to be able to look up.
But between the Wolfenstein remake, which kind of blew everybody away, and this.
Yeah, right?
You know, I'm like, wow, hey, why not? I say, bring it on.
Wolfenstein rubs me the wrong way. I played, I don't know how much of it.
That game rules.
It was fine. I didn't love it. But what I would
John Snow
off is just yes. What pissed me off is just like I'm a huge fan of the last. Like I guess that was a reboot too, but just Wolfenstein from
that was a good game too.
From Raven Software, right?
Yeah, was good. Yeah.
I thought that was really really good, and then people just like to shit on it all the time, and that just pissed me off.
So, this review retribution.
Because I don't think New Order is amazing. It's a solid shooter.
I think it's pretty good.
I was just like, okay, this is not blowing my mind in any way.
Get out. Go.
Because I don't think it's an amazing shooter.
No, I mean, it's. I think it's a good game, though. I think it's a lot of fun.
No, I didn't
and I think
it
was a big
game.
Surprise.
I mean, there are people like were saying it's like the best game of that year, and I'm like, get the hell out of here.
I wouldn't say that, but it was pretty damn good.
So,
you know.
Anyway, to move on from Doom, who else played Homefront besides me and Corey?
Well, I mean, because I thought Corey was going to be
oh,
here.
Oh, gotcha. So,
because your Facebook messages don't make any sense.
What do you mean?
They literally don't. Rich, were you going to be able to do the show tomorrow? I know Mark and Corey couldn't.
Right.
Corey, I told you last night that I can but late. I told you last night that I can but
yeah,
late.
But
so he either forgot to say can't. No, I told you last night that I can but late.
Yeah, he can, but he wanted to do it late at night, like 9 o'clock, and I was like, well, I don't know if Rich is going to make the show, and that's
Game
what I was trying
Thrones.
To get.
Well, there was nothing after that explained what he meant by that.
So anyway, Homefront: The Revolution. I have only played about 45 minutes of.
I'm sorry.
and I can tell you from what Corey has told me that he started to like the game, and then he started to not like the game anymore. So I'm gonna give this one a pass. I know that they said they're gonna bring out a frame rate patch because the frame rate's kind of like low. In areas, and they need to get some other things fixed. I think this game could have been good. I just think it needed a lot more work, and the problem with it had too many developers.
Well, it has a very troubled past.
Yeah, and yeah. I really had hoped good things for this game, and then I watched like a couple YouTube videos, and they made it look really fun, so I went ahead and bought it, because I was like, well, you know, it doesn't look that bad, but then I haven't just had time to play it. I mean, it may be better, but I know it's hard as shit. Like starting out, Corey says it gets easier, but when I first started out, man, it just seemed like every enemy I ran into, there was like three of them and they would just kill you so fast. It was ridiculous. So you kind of got to avoid them. And I mean, it makes sense for the kind of world they're telling. Now, the real weird thing about this game is that I don't feel like it has any connection whatsoever to the first Homefront game.
It doesn't. It is a reboot. It is not a sequel.
So they rebooted the game and they changed the all. What made the first game really cool was all the background. That first trailer they showed for it looked amazing and, you know, really felt like it was telling a good story. And then, like, this one, they just rebooted the entire thing. It made it sound like North Korea was the one that learned how to make all the technology and stuff, and that's how they ended up taking it. It doesn't even make sense because it's just stupid. It's just an alternative history where North Korea isn't the run by idiots, but they could actually accomplish something. So
I heard it's just an alternate history where North Korea is Apple.
Basically, it is. Yeah, it's kind of that way.
You have your North Korea phone. That you're rebelling against North Korea, but you still use the phone.
Well, they hacked it. Like all important things. So... All right, so let's move on to I finally did it, guys.
You did play the co-op too, right? And
that's my god.
But that's literally just like, here, we're throwing you into the environment from the single player, but you're just doing like little stupid side missions.
Yes, it's like shoot a bunch of enemies here and then try to do this thing here, and it looks like PS2 graphics. It is that bad. I mean, it's probably just a step above PS2 graphics. It's not quite, I would even call it 360 graphics. They're dark and muddy, and they're just awful. And the game's not that fun for a player. They throw too many enemies at you. Everything it just looks stupid. And, like, if you don't have a gun with a scope on it, there's, like, people, like, across the map sniping you, and you're like, I can't even hit them because I don't have anything to even shoot them. There's no way to even scope in on them. And the only way to get that kind of equipment is to buy these crates that give you doll out you know, random items, so you may never get a scope for the longest time, and you can't pick up enemy weapons. You can pick up their ammo and stuff, but you can't pick up enemy weapons, so you're just fucked. You can't do anything to kill some of these people. You just gotta hope that somebody else has earned enough points failing a mission over and over again to get a goddamn scope so they can scope these motherfuckers. It's terrible. I don't want to ever play that again. Ever. Never, ever, 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 ever.
Do you level up your character?
I don't think so. It's literally you use your points to buy random crates of stuff and gear. So I don't, maybe the gear probably increases your damage resistance and shit like that. I'm pretty sure, but
game are we talking about here?
Homefront.
Okay, just making sure you're still talking about Homefront. I thought you were switching games.
I was, and then Mark brought me back in with the co-op.
Okay, just making sure.
I did play the co-op, so in fact, I had tried to block out that I had played the co-op. So, anyway, to get back to what I have been playing, I finally did it. I finally finished a Dark Souls game. I finished Dark Souls 3. And I
congratulations.
I couldn't believe that you liked it, and B, that you finished it. I was shocked.
Right now, it is my game of the year. I know it's only halfway through the year, but it is my game of the year for so far. And that's
your game of the year will be Tomb Raider on PS4 when it launches in September or whatever.
Tomb Raider wasn't even my game of the year last year. Boom.
What was your game last year?
Life is Strange.
Oh,
that's right.
What is wrong with you? You're fucking terrible.
It must have been food poisoning or something that week.
I played that game for 5 weeks. I played that game every chapter at a different time, and I fucking love that game, and I will stand by that by being my game of the year. Fuck all y'all. Fuck the haters.
Go move to Seattle.
Right.
So
Rob's just wearing a wool hat everywhere.
So I had to ask you guys though if I had actually beat Dark Souls 3 since I had to have a help with every boss, and you're like, yep, that still counts.
Yeah, dude,
that is such an integrated part of the game. That's like such a Souls thing that, like, in a way, never using that is the wrong way to play the game, because they put it in there for a reason, so that you use it.
Yeah, so...
The bosses do scale, like I said in the chat. They do scale. They don't scale one-to-one, but they do become harder when someone is added. And if a third person is added, then they'll scale a little bit more.
Yeah. The only boss that I had the most trouble with was the dancer and the one that you kill, and then his brother climbs on his back, and then you got to kill both of them.
So that one's super easy.
So
for me, it was...
whatever, you said the whole game was super easy for you, so
it was pretty.
It wasn't
like
for
me. That one's very easy if you're a ranged class.
Oh, see, I wasn't ranged. I was knight, so I enjoyed the game and I enjoyed the exploration in the game. And wow, I had so much fun with it. I kind of want to go back and play the old ones, but I got so much other stuff to play that maybe it'll be something I do this summer, because I've got Dark Souls 1 and 2, so I could go back and see if I can do those again. But the big problem with Dark Souls 1 is I remember that you can't warp back to campfires and stuff like that, so you have to run from one.
You're going to hate both of them.
I've played enough of 2. I started getting better at 2.
You're like, the most annoying thing about Dark Souls 2 is that every time you die, a little part of your health bar.
Yes, that's annoying as shit.
Goes down.
Yeah. So, and then finally, I played and finished last night Uncharted 4. And that game is absolutely gorgeous. It is also absolute garbage.
Nothing
sometimes
else.
This game has a great story. Takes a little long to get into, and I was thinking, man, they're doing a lot of talking. You get like one shootout in the game, and I was like, okay, well, it's a shooting's okay. I'm hoping that I get a little bit more shooting in soon, so I get practice. And then you don't shoot a gun for like, I felt like 2 or 3 hours, and I was like, maybe it probably wasn't that long. It was probably about 2 hours that you don't shoot a gun. I'm like, I kind of want to see the shooting because I want to see if it's gotten any better, because I only hit that one beginning of the game, and I was like, everything just feels off. And then I was like, nope, I'm done with the shooting. And then every time I get in a fucking shootout in that game, I'm just like, ugh. I don't know how people can say that this game is fun.
It's better than Tomb Raider?
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't understand how anyone can say it is a quality game mechanically in any way. I don't think – because I've gone through Uncharted 2 again, finished that. I'm just about done with Uncharted 3. They're not good shooters in any stretch of the imagination. And even the climbing isn't it isn't good, because it is so, it's just purely linear. It's not anything
that
other
changes
than,
in 4. Okay, that really does change.
Then that's good, because from all the other games, whenever you're climbing and navigating the area in that way, it's just, okay, I have to get from point A to point B, and the only way to do it is to follow this guided path. And it might look cool, and there might be some, you know, things that are going to happen, some set pieces, but really, I don't have any control over anything. I'm just here to enjoy this interactive cutscene, essentially, mm-hmm. which is fine. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but just like saying this is the greatest thing in the world and all that is just insane.
Yeah, Uncharted 4 does do a lot better stuff with the climbing, where you can it isn't like so linear that there might be different paths to take, and sometimes you'll like miss something, but then realize, okay, I can go down this way and get to the same place. They did add a grappling hook. Finally, took them 4 games to do it.
It took them seeing it in Tomb Raider.
Exactly. Something else they did in Tomb Raider 2 that Lara Croft does is now later, like halfway through the game, he gets that thing that can click in the rocks, a piton, so he can leap from place to place. And I'm like, this is all Tomb Raider shit, but guarantee people be like, everybody's like, oh, Tomb Raider just copies off Uncharted. Fuck that. First off, Tomb Raider's been around since 1996. Go fuck yourself. I don't care what you say. Fucking Uncharted owes everything it had to fucking Tomb Raider. It does.
Well, you know, honestly, dude, at the end of the day, I think a lot of it comes down to there are a lot more PS4s out there in the world than there are Xboxes.
Oh.
So no, and there's like a bias towards, there's a media bias towards.
There's a Naughty Dog bias,
it's Sony fanboyism where they exactly. are just the worst. They are the worst fanboys in the world. So every system has fanboys. You know, you have your PC elitists. You have your Nintendo people who just sit in the corner and leave everyone alone. So who gives a shit about them? And then Xbox people are like,
because honestly, I'm looking at the scores of Doom and like some of the reviews of Doom, and people alluded to like the multiplayer in Uncharted versus multiplayer in Doom, and I'm just like, what?
My favorite review of Uncharted 4 is the one from the Wall Street Journal.
Because it got it a 4?
They gave it a 0.
Oh, Uncharted 4?
I believe so.
Oh, there was one that, I thought it was, there's one that gave it a 4, and people were like screaming that they needed to take this off Metacritic because it shouldn't be there at all, and they don't even know what they're talking about. And I'm like, they're having a change.org petition to try to get Metacritic to remove this one.
Oh my god!
I'm like, guys.
Oh no, yeah, it is a 40. Okay.
But I think apparently he didn't give a score, but Metacritic scored his review based off what he wrote.
Mm-hmm.
No, like no, I'm remembering where the 0 is. The 0 is for The Nice Guys, the movie.
Oh.
Where they're like, it's all positive reviews, and then this one guy says it's a 0. And it's like such, it's like, I saw that movie and I thought it was okay, it was very disappointing, but his review was just horrible. It starts off in the very first sentence, it's saying, basically, if you like this, you're a moron. It's just like, this director has no talent as a writer or a director, he's a complete hack. It's Shane Black, who directed Iron Man 3, wrote The Lethal Weapons, did Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, and I think, like, recalling him like such a worthless piece of garbage is a bit much, but yeah, Uncharted 4.
So, but man, the game is the best looking video game I've ever played, and they nailed everything like that they said they were going to.
They distract people with the beauty. Yep. They're like, you're so pretty.
Just like Last of Us, that game is gorgeous, but I think every part of that game playing it is boring as shit, and is no good.
I think. The Last of Us works because it is much more about stealth.
And this, they try that in this one too, and it ruined the game, a lot of the game. So basically, there might be 7 or 8 enemies walking around, and you're like, okay, so let's stealthily take those out. But it's like, every time one of them sees you, they start shooting at you, and then it becomes like 15 more people show up. And I'm just like, ugh. So every time that I would get spotted, I would fucking do the restart. Restart at last checkpoint.
Yeah.
And so I could try to get, because the more people you killed stealthily, the less people you had to fight. Because as soon as they seen you, it was like people were every fucking where. I'm just like, this is shit. And you fought the same goddamn 3 enemies the whole fucking game. And that got on my fucking nerves too. And then near the end, they get the fucking rocket launcher guys. Oh my fucking god. Just stop it with your shitty combat, Uncharted. Just stop. Go play a fucking video game, Naughty Dog, that knows how to do combat. Maybe Tomb Raider, since you jocked everything else off of it. maybe work on that. But, you know, I know you're done with Uncharted, so thank God. Because I really think those games are gorgeous, but I think everything else about them is shit. Except for maybe the storytelling's pretty good. But again, yeah. This one was
pretty... the storytelling is all right. I mean, the stories are never that great. It's
I think the characterization of the, yeah. of the
it's story. It's the characters yeah. and right. their interaction with. They have great chemistry. You like the characters, mm-hmm. but what they're actually doing and why they're doing it is just like whatever. This is dumb.
If I was going to
Drake, you're such a stupid piece of shit.
If I was going to review this game, I would give it a 7. Mainly because the graphics are so amazing, and that's where most of it came from. Yeah. I will say it has one of the greatest Easter eggs of all time in it, and I really appreciate that early in the game. Probably my favorite Easter egg ever, hands down. And then the epilogue is pretty awesome in its own right. So for those two things alone, I say you've got to play this game. But if... You might want to put it on easy, because there's an easy mode that makes it sound like the combat's not that bad in it, so...
What do you play it on?
I play it on the normal, whatever it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, I think easy mode supposedly makes the combat super easy and less enemies or some shit, I don't know.
But... Well, they also always have, I don't know if they have it on Sharp 4 too, like the Explorer mode.
Oh, they may have
don't
that.
You don't get trophies if you play in that mode and all that kind of stuff. Oh.
Mm.
And they also have, like, the lock-on feature.
There is a lock-on in 4, yeah, but it's kind of shit, too. So yeah. I ended up turning it off, because I tried it, and I was like, yeah, this isn't too bad. And I was like, the more I played, I was like, this is even worse. Because it seemed like it wouldn't want to lock on to the one enemy that you wanted it to.
I should just talk about Uncharted 2
and
3 now.
I was going to say, yeah, I wanted you to talk about those now. So and I haven't, hold on, before we get to that, I haven't played any of the multiplayer yet.
Why would you?
Well, I hear that stuff, the people loved Last
of Us multiplayer. I played the beta, and it was like, whatever.
Yeah.
Or no, I didn't play the beta. I played Uncharted 2's multiplayer. Because yeah. there were like trophies for it. And it's like, oh, okay, I'm sure this is how it feels. Except that there are probably more people playing.
I would probably play some Uncharted 4, but again, I don't like to play the PS4. And honestly, I turned off my PS4 and I was like, well, I have no idea when I'll turn that back on again.
Yeah, because I looked at your profile and it had Uncharted 4 and the last game before that was Firewatch. I'm like, Jesus, you haven't done anything between those two? Also, Firewatch, you get 100, there's like only 5 trophies in it. Piece of crap.
Okay, now you can talk about your stuff.
So I finished Uncharted 2 and previously before, because I'm playing through the Drake collection, I did beat 1 and 2 on the PS3, and I played through maybe the first hour of Uncharted 3. Originally, I just got through the bar fight and then a little bit of Young Drake. So I finished Uncharted 2, and while I was playing that, I thought to myself, wow, this doesn't hold up as much as I thought it did. Because what's nice about it is that I think of all the games, you know, having not played Uncharted 4, it has the least amount of shooting. But when it gets shooty, it just sends wave after wave after wave after mm-hmm. wave. It's incredibly annoying. But the story is good. I do like Chloe. I've always liked Chloe. I think the antagonist is not that bad. The partner guy, not the like bald-headed dude.
Mm-hmm.
And it has some really great set pieces. But other than that, it's just kind of, okay, this is okay. I still hate the whole Scooby-Doo crap. It's like, here, you have these monsters, but they're not monsters, they're just dudes in suits. Whatever. And then I played Uncharted 3, and my first thought was, wow, this really holds up visually. This is really, really pretty, especially when you first get to France and to the jungle. It's just like, holy crap, this looks incredible. This looks on par with a lot of current-gen games right now. But then I kept playing it, and I realized this Uncharted 3 is not just the worst Uncharted game. It is an awful game. It is terrible. It is screwed up on so many levels. It's kind of broken. So, like, the story is just garbage. The antagonist, the stupid Helen Mirren bitch, is just like, oh, I'm an upper-class, old, snotty bitch. Whatever, don't give a shit. The other dude, don't care. The enemy NPCs, the people you fight, so many of them look like Agent 47 I don't understand who thought that was a good idea. Let's have a bunch of bald-headed dudes wearing sunglasses in full black suits with red ties. Yeah. That doesn't remind you of anyone. Also, I don't care who your fucking boss is, even if it's some old bitch. I don't think she's going to send you to the jungle wearing full suits. It's going to be hot as hell. You're not going to be able to maneuver that well. It doesn't make any sense. It's like, oh, my people have to look good no matter where they're. Fuck that shit, dumb pieces of crap. It does the same stupid shit with Elena where it's like, she's not in this game either. Oh, wait, she comes up halfway through. And like Chloe, as much as I like Chloe, she's barely in it. And they did not fix her giant deformed skull in this thing, so she just has like this huge head of hair. It's like, what the fuck's going on with her? I like Cutter. Cutter's probably the only good thing they added in Uncharted 3, who then just disappears because he was off doing the Hobbit movies. But like the shooting is awful. The enemies are bullet sponges way more than mm-hmm. they have ever been in previous games. The encounters and the layout of the levels don't make any sense, and the AI is so stupid where it'll be the four of us, Chloe.
Not and, us, and then, not less literally, you
and
know.
Then an enemy will just rush into us, and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? And then there's another enemy who just like runs behind us, and he's not even shooting, he's just like standing there. I'm like, what the fuck is going on with these people? And the puzzles, some of them, I just don't understand what they were thinking. It's like, how was I supposed to figure this out? This is dumb as shit. These spider things are just awful. Having to run away from them is not fun because there are moments where you have to run away from something and they keep just nibbling at your health. And I'm sure it's fine on normal levels. I play on crushing. It's not fucking fun because it's just bullshit. And then there's a whole part. I'm almost done with it. I just got through the majority of this desert part. What the fuck was that shit? That is the most boring, tedious shit that just goes on and on and
yes.
on, just walking and walking. Then it fades out, fades back in. Oh, it's a different time of day. Walk some more. Oh, fades in, fade out. Here's a well. Oh, it's empty. Fade in, fade out. Oh, look, there's some palm trees. No, that's the well. Oh, it's the same well. Oh, shit. Oh, fade out. Oh, look, there's a fucking rock there. Go hide under the shade. Oh, fade in, fade out. Oh, just walk some more. Fade in, fade out. What the fuck is going on? I thought it was doing something wrong, and it was like, you have to find the right path. You have to go in the right direction or just keep putting in the same shit over and over again. It's fucking terrible. It is an awful fucking game. I hate it. I hate it so fucking much, and I can't wait for it to end.
My hat's off to you for finishing it. I didn't even
He didn't finish,
finish
it yet. He's not done yet.
I'm
going to
finish
Oh,
it.
No, but he's going to. I know he's going to. At this point, he's so agitated.
You're almost there.
Going back
you
and playing
it way
the game
further than me, dude.
Made me so less interested in Uncharted 4.
I knew at what point I gave up in that game. Like, I gave up. I was, like, fucking done. I finished it, but I was just like, I don't even want to play this game anymore. It's late in the game, and there's this area where there's fucking truck, and the sandstorm comes up. Have you gotten there yet, Mark?
No.
Well, there's a sandstorm that comes up, and there's a truck.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, so I'm not going to tell you, but
maybe. I don't even fucking remember. I don't feel like I've...
There's just dudes with fucking rocket launchers. That's all I'm going to say. Sandstorm and rocket launchers, and it's the most fucking terrible thing ever, and I fucking just wanted it to be over. So I figured you had actually been there, but I think it's actually in the desert, and if you're just to the part where you're walking around, but you're almost...
Well, I've passed that, so maybe I did. I've gotten to the point where because I'm in chapter 20, there are only 22 chapters, I'm to the point where I was saved by the people, the dudes on horseback. And I just left the city with the horses, so now I'm going
somewhere with
other people.
It's after that.
Fucking piece of shit game.
It's actually in that chapter, so you're there. Okay.
There are no memorable set pieces either. I'm playing the game right now. I can't think of anything that's like, oh, this. It was so amazing when this happened. But I can think back to Uncharted 2. And I can think back to incredibly annoying bits in Uncharted 1. I can't think of anything positive really about Uncharted 1.
Well, to say something about Uncharted 4, though, there's a few areas in the game that are just like really open, and you're like, oh, this is kind of neat. And there's all these little spaces that you can go to and like explore. But again, it does everything shittier than Tomb Raider did it. When you went to an extra area in Tomb Raider, it felt nice. The, like the extra
it
areas
did.
Where you... like solved puzzles to get some kind of upgrade or something. In this, it's like, there's this little shack off to the side. Let's drive the Jeep up there. Okay, let's climb on top of it with the Jeep and then blow the roof off and climb down. Oh, you found a treasure. And it doesn't do anything. It's just fucking treasures.
I just think people need to stop comparing the two because they're so very different.
They
games.
Are.
But... another annoying thing about Uncharted 3 is just when you first meet Elena, it's just like, oh, apparently they got married and have been separated for some time. That all happened in between the two games. Whatever. Who gives a
but
shit?
That's just like two started out with, they were dated and then they broke up. And it's like, and then it's like three does the same fucking thing. Well, they got married, but they broke up. They're split up. I'm like, stop it with this shit. So, anyway. Rich, what do you want to talk about, buddy?
You know what people should play instead of Uncharted 4?
Anything what? Else? No, I'm just kidding. I think people need to play Uncharted 4. But
they can play it, but if they haven't played this other game yet, and I think Rich has still not gone back to this, Metal Gear Solid 5.
Dude, I keep on looking at it, and you figure with all the time I have off with the strike, I'd be in on it, but I don't know, man.
Yes, because you're playing great games like Subnautica, DC Universe Online, and World of Tanks.
Indeed I am. But before I talk about...
He's on strike. He can't pay for games. He has to pay the free games.
He already exactly. owns Metal Gear.
I know. I just... But anyways, you know, maybe I'll try playing it again tonight.
No, you're not. You liar.
Yeah, I'm going to watch Game of Thrones, right? So anyways, the first thing I want
to... I'll be sure to pay attention to your tweets, you fucker.
I've been tweeting very much lately. But anyways, first thing I want to talk about is a Forza 6 expansion pack. I guess late last week there was a leak about a NASCAR expansion pack.
Yeah.
And I was like, NASCAR, you know, I'm more of a sports car guy. I'm like, going around in circles, boogity boogity and all that stuff. I'm like, whatever. And I start looking at the achievements. I'm like, And I had like, I don't know, like $30 on my account. And I was like, man. So I went ahead and said, screw it, and got it. And man, I'm glad I did. It's a lot of fun. Basically, I mean, people who are familiar with the Porsche expansion pack, you have like a mini career within and within your Forza career. You get a whole new UI section in the main menu for the NASCAR stuff. And much like the Porsche expansion, you're going to have your career, your special events, your multiplayer league hopper, and your multiplayer NASCAR hopper. And there's a lot of cool achievements in it, and it basically has, I think, like 26 of this year's cars from, like, four teams. And, and they also added a new track. They added Homestead, which is a mile oval down in Miami-Dade. And, it's cool. I'm really shocked how much I'm enjoying this and how much I'm enjoying driving these stock cars because I didn't really think much of them. But they're actually super fun to drive.
Have they changed anything with
yes,
the...
Yes, they have.
They
have.
No, have they changed anything with the destructibility of the crashing?
No, it's still not Toka destructibility. Nothing that crazy. I mean, not as bad as like Gran Turismo, but it's nowhere near like any of the old Codemasters games.
What about compared to like the NASCAR games?
No.
Okay.
No, it's same damage miles as you would see on any
other.
That's
what I was afraid of.
Yeah. Which, it is what it is. I mean, cosmetically the damage isn't there, but I mean, when you wreck something, it acts like it's supposed to act. But anyways, getting back to it, so they changed a few things just because of the nature of stock car racing. You know, these are like 3,500 pound cars, so they make a big hole in the air. So drafting plays a much bigger role in it. So you can actually feel when you're drafting behind a car, you can kind of feel when you get out of the dirty air into the clean air, and you can start to see your car like really gain some speed that way. They've also, because you don't have, they're not going to confuse you with spotters, which I kind of hate when they do like spotters and like rally games or some of the other NASCAR games they've done in the past where it's just like, it gets kind of monotonous after a while. So instead, what they'll do is they'll put an indicator around your car. When something gets close, it's kind of opaque, you know, it's kind of translucent. It'll get more opaque as close as, you know, as the car gets closer to you. So it kind of gives you some pack awareness when cars are around you. And another thing I was kind of worried about was, oh wow, they've added one circle track, and there's only two other circle tracks. So we're going to run the same three tracks. It's going to be kind of boring. But what they did is they said, hey, we're going to expand this, and you're going to get to see how a stock car, you know, goes up against, like, say, the V8 supercars in Australia at Bathurst, or you'll be doing a race within a race at Le Mans. So you're racing with GT3 cars, but prototypes are flying past you at, like, you know, 220 miles an hour. And, you know, they just do some cool things just to sort of juxtapose the performance of a NASCAR stock car to other formulas around the world. And it makes it way interesting. And it also gives you, if you're a motorhead like me, it gives you a real respect for what, you know, NASCAR stock cars actually are and what they're capable of. And they're freaking fun as hell to drive. I'm having a blast with it. A lot more than I thought I would. And I hate to say this, but I'm kind of having more fun with this pack than I did the Porsche pack, which sounds completely erroneous coming from a sports car guy. But, oh, man, if you're in Forza and if you're not really that big of a NASCAR fan, I highly recommend you picking this up anyways, because it may turn you into more, maybe not watching it on TV or anything, but at least giving you a respect for how awesome these cars actually really are for what they are and what they're capable of. I'm having a great time with it. Wow, I've totally put everyone to sleep. But okay, so I'll move on. So yeah, for the few current racing games, it's yeah.
Like for me, NASCAR was always about the destructions. Like I just like getting into crashes. Like I would, when I was younger, me and my dad used to play the NASCAR games, and I would drive him nuts because he would be racing seriously, and I would immediately, like, I'd turn off all the cautions, and then I would just immediately make a U-turn and start wrecking havoc and driving the wrong way, destroying everyone. And he would see cars like flipping through the air over him and stuff like that.
I'll tell you what, you may not have like cars catching on fire and stuff like that. But, man, like, I've done a few online races at, like, NASCAR actually does race such a few road courses. And I was doing an online race with, like, 22 people at Watkins Glen on the short fast course that they run. And there was an accident a couple of years ago going into the final corner before you hit the main straightaway at the start-finish line. And it was a pretty spectacular crash. And that same exact accident pretty much happened in the game while we were playing, and everybody was like, wow. I mean, tires were flying everywhere from like the restraining tire walls, and it was really spectacular, man. I mean, it's super realistic. I also did a night race at Daytona on the Oval online, and the pack racing is pretty intense, man. And like I said, it gives you a whole new respect for what those guys do. And yeah, I saw a guy rolling a car through the trial wall. That was kind of exciting. I don't know how he got there, but it was pretty cool. I mean, they obviously, Forza didn't just, you know, just take the money from NASCAR and say thank you very much. They actually put some time and effort into making it pretty authentic. And I gotta say, you know, I played my fair share of NASCAR games, and I gotta say, this is the best feeling NASCAR car I've ever driven in a video game.
Of course it is, because Forza actually cares, and opposed to fucking somebody just trying to shit out a fucking NASCAR title to get the idiots to buy it.
Right, it's so freaking good. I mean, and if you can look past, you know, the cars being totally torn apart. I mean, they can get pretty messed up, but not like in real life. It's pretty doggone exciting, man.
And it's $20, right?
Yeah, $20. It's well worth it. And the campaign, I think I've been playing probably about 15 hours on that, and I'm only halfway through the campaign. And like the event races, there's like a 200 mile or 300 miler at Homestead. There's like a 500 mile race. No, there's a 400 mile race at Daytona, which is the race that's coming to Pepsi or the Coke Zero 400, whatever, it's coming up in a couple of weeks. It pretty much simulates that. You know, they also do a really good job with the pit stops. You can change your strategy, and it lets you know, kind of like, you know, you can, depending on where you are in traffic and everything, you can kind of figure out, if I pit now, you know, I can make up more time to maybe pick up some positions, or how many laps are left, how much fuel do I have left.
Right.
So you get this whole strategy thing, and you can, it's pretty doggone cool, man.
Are you still on hiatus from your Sports Car Unleashed? Is that still on hiatus?
Yeah, it's still on hiatus, but my co-host is started. So far, his chemo is going pretty well, and we hope to be back either this coming week or next week. And we're probably going to have some other pretty big news on that too. So, yeah, I've been kind of, but between the, you know, me being strike with Verizon and not being able to do the show because my co-host has been going through pretty much a hellish experience with his cancer. I've been kind of antsy.
Yeah.
To say the least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can also tell you missed talking about racing.
I do. I know. Sorry. Sorry.
Hey, it's nice to hear you talk about a good racing game and not that Project Cars poo.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I think I beat the NASCAR expansion pretty much into the ground. It's great. Another game I want to talk about is one of the preview games from the game preview program, Subnautica. Have you guys tried this yet?
No, I watched some videos on it, but it basically looks like I'm trying to think of like Ark in the water.
Yes, it kind of does, doesn't it?
This game is like 50 years old on Steam. How is it still a preview game?
It's how old? Let's
say 50 years old.
50 years old, 6 months, you know. But I'm, you know, unlike Ark, I think the ramp up to it's a little more forgiving. And I know a lot of people like Ark. I'm just not into dinosaurs, man. So
yeah, it's like a year and a half old.
It's not doing any. Ark didn't really do it for me.
Well, also Ark is still janky as hell, and it's supposed to be coming out officially.
I've seen videos of this on the Xbox. It is also janky as hell.
Yeah, Subnautica is kind of janky, but I gotta say it's kind of got its.
No, it's don't say it. Come on, Rich.
I stopped. That was too easy. But so basically you're some spacefaring person whose ship decides to disintegrate over some planet and crash, and you start the game in an escape capsule in the ocean, and your ship is that you just were ejected from is like in the distance, and you're basically finding materials to build things to survive. And there's different modes. There's like a mode where you have to worry about food and water and clean water because you're in an ocean, so you can't drink the ocean water. I'm not about that. So I just went with the one where all I got to worry about is getting killed by things and drowning. So I went with that one. And so we start off and I tried to salvage some parts from the wreckage, and some minerals from the ocean floor. And I started off making things like oxygen tanks. So you have a replicator inside your little capsule, and you get materials together, and you know, a lot of crafting involved, like you said, like Ark. And I guess the goal is to, you know, at some point you make a base, you get a submarine. I would have played more because I only got the free preview, which is like 75 minutes. But apparently, my son Tommy really likes this game too.
How much is it? 30?
It's 20. Like no, $20.
Oh, yeah, that's not bad.
No, it's not bad. And I'm if I don't get it now, you know, obviously I'm probably not going to get it now because I just don't have a lot of money right now. But when it does come out, I'm probably going to pick this one up because it's kind of. I'm kind of interested in it, and I kind of want to see how, you know, where they go with this. You know, like a lot of the aquatic life, you know, you think like you see things that look a little bit like a cross between a manatee and an angelfish. I'm just kind of interested in see what they do with, you know, the different designs and some of the seafaring animals. And if you ever find land, you know, just things like that.
Did either of you play Elite Dangerous?
No.
Oh, yeah. Yes. In fact, that's another game I keep on saying I want to get it, and I just never do.
But it's on sale, 50% off right now.
Yeah. And is that with the expansion where you can land? Or the expansion comes out this week, right?
I think it's just called the Standard Edition, which comes with like some standalone thing that you can buy for like $10. It comes with that, I know. I don't know if there's something else in addition to that.
Oh yeah, because there's it's already out on PC, but apparently there's going to be a expansion pack where you actually get to land on the planets and explore the planets.
What? Yeah.
I don't think that's actually in.
No, it's going to be in Xbox. Version.
Well, I don't think it's in there yet.
No, but it's going to be coming this week. That's probably why it's on sale now.
How much is it on sale then? Like $15?
$18.75.
Hmm. Yeah, and I think the expansion's $20 where you get to land on the plane.
Well, that's too much. Now we're talking about getting up there with real price again. That's not enough. That's not something.
I don't know, man.
Look, I only pay for good games like Homefront the Revolution, okay?
Dude, I think Elite Dangerous is a good game. It's got a steep learning curve, but I think it's a good game, man.
The Long Dark is also on sale if that interests
you. I know, I keep wanting to buy that, and I don't want to until it's out.
I didn't like that too much. I don't know.
I was all about The Long Dark.
Yeah. Kind of hit or miss on that stuff.
That's kind of
dirty. All right, so another game I want to talk about, and I can talk about it now because it's working again, finally, DC Universe Online for the Xbox. Yes, I'm broke, so I'm playing free games, man. And I've been playing, I was playing a lot of it until I got stuck on, I think I was about level 14 like a week and a half ago.
That was just like a real yawn. I'm not even, like, I am kind of bored by DCO, but at the same time.
Yeah, I know. See, it's new to me. I tried playing it on the PS3. It didn't really work for me there. And I was like, I'll give it a shot on the Xbox because I'm broke. So it's it was kind of rough starting off, long load times, long everything, and then they fixed a few things, and then all of a sudden I couldn't go any further in my campaign because one of my missions wouldn't complete to get me to the next mission. And that was like, and they finally got a patch out for like a couple of like 4 days ago. So I started playing it again today, and I'm really having fun with it, man. This is cool interacting with all the different DC characters from, you know, that universe. Because honestly, I'm more of a Marvel guy, so I don't really know a lot of these DC people. So,
right.
I'm having a lot of fun with it. And I guess the other thing I'm playing is I got back in the World of Tanks because it's free. And dude, they've done a lot of work on that thing. And the game looks halfway decent now, man.
Yeah, but it's just not any fun.
Oh, I'm having a... See, I wasn't an armor unit when I was in the army, so I'm having a freaking ton of fun with this game. You actually use tactics you use like as a real tanker in this, and it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun, and you don't have to spend a lot of money if you don't want to, which I'm not. That's pretty much what I've been playing.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else I played this week, because I seem like I played a lot this week, but I think it's just been playing the same Dark Souls 3 until I finished it. Now I'm like, I got that Dark Souls hole in my heart.
I looked at your Xbox profile before the show, and I didn't see anything that stood out, at least.
Yeah, I think that's...
Oh, real quick, are you guys excited about the Blood and Wine expansion coming out for The Witcher?
No. Because I never finished.
I never finished.
Vanilla. Game bores the shit out of me. It's another game people talk about, rave about, and I'm like, I don't get it.
Yeah, I love that game. I'm kind of glad that I got like the some of these season passes because I wouldn't have had the money for this.
I got to the point in those games where you had to find Dandelion, and that bored the shit out of me because I could give two fucks less about what happens to Dandelion. Because I don't know anything about these characters. They're all boring as shit to me. None of them have any personality.
Or Dandelion. It's funny. I've been listening to some of the audiobooks, and in the audiobooks, they call him Dandelion. But in the game, they call him Dandelion. I'm like, make up your mind, man. It's confusing. Anyway. I guess the other question I want to ask you guys, too, is, you know, Far Harbor.
No.
Dude, I loved Fallout, and I should be so excited for this stuff, but I'm just like,
no, because Fallout 4 was kind of garbage.
I could care less, man. It's like,
Mark was right on that one.
Yeah, he was.
Fallout 3 again. I mean, whatever. Yeah.
That's the problem with Bethesda games. That's how I feel about Skyrim. It was just Morrowind all over again. It was just Oblivion all over again.
Oblivion all over again because Oblivion is garbage.
Exactly. So was Skyrim, in my opinion.
No.
And it's Fallout 3. I loved Fallout 3, but then Fallout New Vegas just felt like more Fallout 3, and then Fallout 4 came out, and I'm like, did you guys not change anything but fucking... You maybe up the graphics barely, and just made it work. They had all that crafting. I thought that's going to be so fun, and then they just made it
tedious.
Yeah, they made it about as.
It made it so that every single piece of junk in every single location was like, oh, I guess I should take this now. I need to pick up everything because they may have a use. Instead of just being like, oh, there's some ammo or there's something that I can actually use. It's like, nope, everything's useful. Give me all your hangers. Give me all this cloth. I don't, what am I going to do with a broken light bulb? I don't know, but I bet I can make some sweetest shit back in my
lasers.
Home base.
Yeah.
I lost steam on that game, so.
The only thing that made me want to kind of go back, I think the first expansion, not expansion pack, but DLC, involved like being able to domesticate cats, and I was like, oh, and I was like, fuck it, I don't want to go back to that game just for that.
I didn't even know they added that.
You don't want your attack, your domesticated Tibbs the cat?
I want my cat. I want my little kitty cat.
Yeah. That just makes me sad because I should have loved that game. I just don't. It's funny. My wife and I, she was like, hey, are you playing Fallout? And I'm like, no. She's like, man, I got this. She got the special edition, guide and everything, and she's like, what a waste. I'm like, I know.
And it's not just us. I mean, kind of mostly everybody feels that way about that game.
It's sort of like, oh, let me ask you guys, what about, do you know anyone playing Battleborn?
No, because that game is also trash.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's already dropped down to $40.
I can't say that because all I played was the beta, and the beta did nothing for me.
Yeah, nothing. You guys saved me, man, because I was like, do I get Doom or do I get Battleborn?
Ridiculous question.
It is. But dude, I've been going crazy, man. So,
And like when I, like, seriously, you would be better off picking up, even as not a turtle guy, the new turtle game over Battleborn.
Yeah.
I picked up the new Turtles game. I can't wait to play it tomorrow night. Yeah, I'm actually, Overwatch and Turtles comes out tomorrow night at midnight. Well, actually, Overwatch comes out at like 7 o'clock. Our time or some shit.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to mention I played The Park.
Oh, I did play that too, and I 100%ed that game.
I know. Yeah. I looked at your achievements for that, and I'm like, fuck, man, shit must be some easy ass achievement.
Yeah, I missed one. I missed one where you talk to the Conqueror character guy. I missed that one.
I missed one and had to go all the way to the chapter or whatever. It was like right at the beginning of the game, and I can't remember.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to walk into the mist.
I missed all
of them because I don't have the game.
Yeah, and I was like, man, I should go back and get that achievement. But I'm like, I don't want to play this game again. So, fuck it.
I like the story.
I like the story.
And it got depressing as fuck.
Oh, dude, it got really dark. I mean, I like that it got dark, and I like that it got dark. But
we talked about this in the last show. You weren't here. That's what it was.
Oh, okay, okay. All right. Yeah, okay, my bad.
No, I'm just saying that the game got fucking dark. It was.
It did.
Fucking dark. Well, doesn't it take place at night?
Get out.
In fact,
We don't need your fucking shenanigans. This show's already running long enough. We don't need your goddamn shenanigans.
You see my last the sentence I added to the
yes,
end of
I've seen
description.
It. Yes, I've seen it. You're killing me. You're killing me, Smalls. All right.
It was the best.
So we done?
We done.
All right. I don't know if anyone saw any movies or TV shows they want to talk about or books or shit.
I went and seen the end. Before. It was amazing.
I was going to ask you guys if you watched The Preacher.
Is that actually starting?
That starts tonight. Did they do like an early preview on YouTube or something?
No, I saw a review for it. So, okay. It's tonight. All right. Yeah. So I went to look for Hulu.
What channel
is
it on?
There. I'm like, damn it. AMC?
It's not going to be on Hulu.
Shit.
You sure?
Yeah.
That's AMC. That's the same station as The Walking Dead. Is The Walking Dead on Hulu?
Well,
now?
Oh, that's right. Yes, I can watch it on my TWC app, though, on Xbox.
Yeah, it is. It is on there. Well, the other Walking Dead one is on the AMC.
Yeah, Fear the Walking Dead is on there.
Yeah, it's on there. Because I looked this morning.
Yeah, the main show is not on there. Doesn't make any sense. But yeah. I guess they're trying to get as many viewers for Fear of the Walking Dead because the show's garbage from what I understand.
Yeah, and maybe they're going to want a lot of people watching The Preacher, so maybe it'll be on there too. I don't know.
Fear of the Walking Dead is not on Hulu.
Oh.
Yeah, it is.
The first season. It's in its second season.
Well,
so that doesn't mean anything.
Oh, well.
I mean, having an old season, yeah, you can see, like, the old Walking Dead on other things, too.
Is there a current season out already for?
Yeah, I think it might have already finished.
Oh,
it
really?
Started, like,
that tells you how much I Walking
it's
Dead
not worth
radar.
It.
I'm not a big Walking Dead person.
Well, the TV show's shit.
Outside of the Telltale games, that's it.
All right. Good talk.
But I'm excited for Preacher, and I'm interested in Outcast.
Yeah, I heard something about that. What is that?
That's another. It's based on a comic by Kirkman. It's coming out for Cinemax, which
What's
I guess
the,
is like
I'll never get to watch it.
A subsidiary of HBO or something. So you might. I don't know if you have it or not.
No, Cinemax I think has its own app.
Yeah. But you can watch the first episode of that currently on YouTube. They have it available, so you can check that out. It's more horror based, where a guy has like been living with a possession.
Oh.
It stars the guy from Almost Famous and Wrist Cutter's Love Story. I don't know what the hell his name is, but it could be good. But I'm definitely excited about Preacher. I like the cast. I like the main dude who's young Tony Stark from Agent Carter and Captain America. And then I don't know who he plays, but I saw his name. Jackie Earl Haley is apparently in it, and I hope he has a significant role because I like him. Who he played Rorschach in Watchmen.
Oh, okay. Hmm. All right. Let's get our plugs in. Mark, what do you want to plug?
I am on pretty much everywhere at PX Sausage. That's Twitter, Instagram, Vine, Snapchat, Periscope, Xbox Live, My Anime List, which on My Anime List earlier today, I was getting into a forum argument about whether or not women should be able to go topless. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
On PSN, I'm KUSH3. And the site is, of course, pixelatedsausage.com. I do another podcast called the Pixelated Sausage Podcast. Along with that podcast, this podcast, and the podcast Rob will be talking about very soon, all of them are available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, the Google Play Store, Player FM, or you just take the RSS feed, dump it wherever you want. If you haven't already, take all the shows, rate and review them in iTunes, subscribe, all that jazz. And, of course, if you want to support the site, you can go to patreon.com/pxs.
Well, that was a real yawn.
Mark, you might take a look at the Paranormal Podcast feed. Corey said that the Pixelated Paranormal Podcast, yeah. He said he tried to use the RSS feed and it didn't work. And he said, I haven't tried it again since. So, you know, Corey.
It's haunted.
There's no telling what he did. So,
who knows?
I don't know how to check it. Every time I go to it, it just has a bunch of script errors. So I don't know what the fuck. There has just a bunch of script. And that's every RSS feed I go to. I have no idea what the fuck. My browser doesn't like RSS feeds or something. So,
I mean, well, anyone who uses RSS feeds, you know, fuck you.
All right, Rich, what do you want to plug?
The return of Sports Car Unleashed, hopefully in another week, at scunleashed.com. And I'm on Twitter, Instagram, as RolexDP Racer, Xbox Live, PSN. I'm very seldom there. Yeah, you can catch me there.
There hasn't been any Vita game in a while.
There hasn't, man.
I was almost going to get rid of my Vita.
You know, I'm that the guys who did Guacamelee, they got that game that's supposed to be really good.
Severed.
Yeah, Severed. I just don't feel like swiping a lot right now. I'll wait for it to come down in price.
Or it'll just be free.
Well, I don't have PSN. I mean, I don't have PlayStation Plus or anything, so it'll never be free for me.
Yeah.
Unless I get a PS4 one day.
There's no point.
Yeah.
Unless they like drop in price when the PS4.5 comes out.
Yeah.
What
about you, Rob?
I don't know. Maybe if I get a PlayStation 4, I probably would trade my old one in. You wouldn't want
to. Of course you would.
Why would I do that? Why would I just buy another system and then just like give my other one away? That'd be fucking crazy. Never mind. Sorry, Rich.
That's leaving,
hopes up.
Oh, no, dude. That's leaving games on the table. We know. We all know you're not doing that, so.
I don't even know if I'd ever get a PS. I do. I look at my PS4 and I'm like, why do I have this thing? Literally,
that's why I didn't buy it. You know, that's like my PS3. I never freaking used the damn thing.
And I'm like, I buy these indie games, and like a year later they come out on Xbox One. I'm like, why did I even buy this on PS4? Because I wanted to play it and I didn't. Anyway,
the one thing where PS4, PlayStation in general kicks Xbox's ass all the time is with the sales.
Yeah,
flash sales. I'm like, God, they've been doing these flash sales forever. Microsoft, why have you not picked up on this and started doing them? Because I see games that are like $5 that are regular 20, and they're also available on Xbox. I'm like, I would love to buy this for $5 on the Xbox One. Why? Why? Piece of shit.
So, and then it seems like Xbox has the same goddamn games on sale every 3 months.
It seems like they've been doing the last few weeks. They've been having a decent number of indie games on sale each week, which is nice. Because
some of
them
that
the
just
games,
came out like weeks ago, and that's kind of weird. Anyway, to get back to plugs, listen to the Pixelated Paranormal Podcast with me, Sean, and Preston. We talk about the paranormal and all kinds of stuff. This last week, the last episode we just did, we talked about tulpas, thought forms, time travelers, causing accidents, black-eyed children, and more. Awesome.
Yeah, it's like the NBC thing.
Right?
The more you know.
Stop it. Oh my God, stop it. Get out. So, we've had one caller to our show.
I don't know what you want me to do. I can't help it.
We've had one caller to our show. This woman keeps dialing our phone number, and she's looking
That's
for her daughter.
Awesome.
Wow. And I asked, just sent Sean a message. I'm like, Sean, did you ever call Patty's mom and tell her, hey, you've got the wrong number? So it was funny at first because she called in. She's like, Patty, I'm trying to call your number, but it's not working. Is this you? And we thought it was hilarious. Then it was like, Patty, this is your mom calling. I haven't heard from you. And I was like, oh, this has gotten so depressing. This woman.
Maybe she thinks that you guys are like, can speak with like the dead or something like that.
Oh, God, that would be worse. Can you help us contact my dead daughter? Preston?
It's like, we can talk to your dead daughter, but you'll have to make a $10 subscription to the Patreon.
If you guys... We will do
I'm going to put a new reward up there. I'm going to add it there. For $10 a month, we will talk to your dead children.
That's hilarious.
Patreon account. It's our new tier. You know, $100 or $1,000, we'll come to your goddamn house and do the seance there. So, anyway.
For $10,000, I'll put on a dress. I'll be your daughter.
for that prize.
I'll go so I'll, for that $10,000, I'll even shave off the beard. I'll go full, full lady. I'll tuck it back. I ain't gonna get rid of it. I'll just tuck it back.
All right. Anyway, yeah, but please listen to our new podcast and tell us what you think, because apparently we're getting good feedback from the people that listen. So one guy said we need to do it every week. I'm like, look, let's not get crazy. I got enough podcasts to do as it is. I don't need to be dumb. Actually,
my brother wants to listen to your show, by the way. He told Romano to watch it because he's into all the paranormals. He thinks his house is haunted.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, let him know. So
yeah, he's always seeing ghosts and shit. He thought he saw Sasquatch once when he was in the Marines.
Hey, you know what's funny, though? I have heard those stories about military people seeing Bigfoots. Yeah. But anyway, you guys all have a good evening.
All right.
Adios.